embraces the whole world, January 19. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. The field is the world. We understand better what this saying comprehends than did the apostles who received the commission to preach the gospel. The whole world is a vast missionary field. The terrible condition of the world would seem to indicate that the death of Christ has been almost in vain, and that Satan has triumphed. But we have not been deceived. Notwithstanding the apparent triumph of Satan, Christ is carrying forward his work in the heavenly sanctuary and on the earth. The solemn, sacred message of warning must be proclaimed in the most difficult fields and in the most sinful cities, in every place where the light of the great threefold gospel message has not yet dawned. Everyone is to hear the last call to the marriage supper of the Lamb. From town to town, from city to city, from country to country, the message of present truth is to be proclaimed, not with outward display, but in the power of the Spirit. Before man can belong to the kingdom of Christ, his character must be purified from sin and sanctified by the grace of Christ. Christ longs to manifest his grace, and stamp his character and image upon the whole world. He was offered the kingdoms of this world by the one who revolted in heaven, to buy his homage to the principles of evil, but he came to establish a kingdom of righteousness, and he would not be bought, he would not abandon his purpose. This earth is his purchased inheritance, and he would have man free and pure and holy. Though Satan works through human instrumentalities to hinder the purpose of Christ, there are triumphs yet to be accomplished through the blood shed for the world, that will bring glory to God and to the Lamb. His kingdom will extend, and embrace the whole world. Christ will not be satisfied till victory is complete. But he shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun.